Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
I mean, Dean, first off, I've got to ask, 2 months ago, I'd never watched any Game of Thrones. 2 months later, I'm absolutely loving it, and I'm all caught up, and that seems to be pretty much how a lot of people are going. So first off, I've got to ask you about Game of Thrones first, dear Dean. I mean, what's it been like working on that?
Like yourself, I've watched the whole thing. I watched, the whole lot, the whole deal and stuff. I were a fan of the show before I became a part of it, so... I think I'd say surreal is the word there, mate. To be fair, it's a fantastic show, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
What was it like when you'd been on the side of Rhys Bolton, as it was then?
Uwan is a fantastic actor. He's a fantastic actor, Again, very surreal and whatnot, but I've got to say, everybody they're so dedicated. Do you know what I mean? They're so dedicated. Because I'll be honest with you, the show's the biggest show on the planet, right? But everyone just really pound for pound, really gets into it, what have you. And there's no prima donnas. They're all there to have fun and to be good and to be good to everybody else. And it's just a really great, great team. To be fair,
That's what I had to ask, Dean, because at the end, I read somewhere that it's £7 million an episode. Does it add any pressure when you're working on a set like that costs that much money?
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, it's you're too kind of focused on doing the job right, to even, for me, when I first got there and whatnot, you got to imagine that I'm, walking on to the studio and I'm seeing sets that I've been watching for the last 3 years, and I'm like, okay. But when it came down to game day, I didn't really geek out as much, to be honest with you. I was just too focused on doing the job right. So I didn't really have time to even get outside of myself, really, if I'm being honest. But amazing. Amazing experience.
How did that sort of part come across for you, Dean? And did your Yorkshire Northern accent help in actually getting that part as well?
I probably absolutely did. Do you know what I mean? There you go. Proud to be from Wakefield. I was actually on a show at the time. I previously just auditioned for Game of Thrones, and obviously, it's your kind of job as an actor when you go and audition for something. Really, you should try and forget about it after, right? Certainly like a show like Game of Thrones, because the numbers that must have been going for that role must have just, I can't even begin to imagine. So, anyways, long story short, so I went for this audition. I kind of forgot about it and whatnot. And I was on another show at the time. I got the call. I was in my hotel room after a day's work. I was on the show Trollid. And I got a call from my agent, and he said, I've got some news for you. And I'm like, okay. And he says, you're top of the list for Game of Thrones. And I'm just like, no, I'm not. He went, no, you're top of the list for Game of Thrones. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? When are we going to know? And he's like, probably 24 hours. And I was like, 24 hours? You've just got to be kidding me, 24 hours. Dude, honestly, it was like the longest night of my life. Yeah, in actual life, that was the longest night. It was unbelievable. But the day after that, I got the call. And the job was mine.
I mean, it's been amazing for the British scene as well, hasn't it? Just the fact of how much it's really raised the profile of if it being over here in Britain and the sort of companies that have been making it,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like a... It's a transatlantic production, obviously, It's HBO and whatnot, but they shoot it everywhere, don't they? And I've told that Belfast, what have you, the island, they're doing amazing with it. It's like they shoot some really huge stuff up there. So it really has made its mark, it's made its stamp as Game of Thrones. I've had a lot of people actually ask me, well, how long are they going to keep going for? How many more seasons are they going to do? And the truth be told, I've been told, a couple more seasons, but you just never know. You just never know with a show like this. You just never, never know.
So no exclusives because on who's going to be on the Iron Throne then?
No. I won't be able to tell you.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. And, Dean, I've got to ask as well, you're a Wakefield lad yourself, and it must have seemed a million miles away from somewhere like Wakefield to being in the Game of Thrones and over there in LA. How did it all sort of come about to start with you getting into acting and getting into the trade?
To be honest, it's something that that we're interested in from school. Like, truth be told, I loved plays and stuff like that and whatnot. And when I left school, to be fair, I didn't do that good in school, if I'm being honest. I was just too busy daydreaming about what I actually wanted to do with my life, as opposed to trying to knuckle down and get my education. But I always loved acting. I always loved it. And I left school with very little, and I joined like a semi-professional theatre company, you know. And, you know, I did my thing. And then, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. And there were kind of like moments in my life where I'd come away from acting, and it kind of just pulled me back in, mate, to be fair. That's the thing, it just didn't let me go. And I made like a distinctive choice, you know, to really go at it in my 20s, like mid-20s and whatnot. So I just really knuckled down, and I got my studying in and whatnot. And I went to London, I went to LA and whatnot. And I just tried to learn as much as I could about, you know, about acting, about the craft and everything else, and where I sat in it, you know what I mean? And I found so much out about myself, mate, by doing that. And that's when I knew that's it, that's all I wanted, to be fair.
And I was going to ask as well, Dean, because I know that you've obviously had other jobs as well. Is there something about a real work ethic, especially when you're getting into acting? Obviously, we all know how good it is, but there's also a lot of long days, and you know, everyone's got to pull away. Is that something that you're really learned in a lot of your jobs when you're back here in Yorkshire?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can understand I come from a family of builders. You know, you know, I actually like between acting jobs, I'll go and help my dad out. I'll go work my dad on a site. I'll go dig for my dad, you know, some trenches and stuff like that. I'm as real as it gets, to be fair, mate. Do you know what I mean? And it's quite fun. I think they quite enjoy that. You know, in LA, because I've been meeting studio execs and whatnot, and you know, big, huge casting directors, producers and whatnot. And you just got to be who you are, right? But I'm really thankful for, I'm kind of thankful for my experience so far, because it really does, it grounds me, and it gives me a drive and whatnot. And you know, I'll never be any other way, mate, to be fair. So when it comes down to like working long hours on a film set, I'm just like, you have no idea. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
It beats digging trenches in the rain and stuff, whatnot, and back in Wakefield. Do you know what I mean? So
I can understand that. And looking at Wakefield, Dean, obviously, you know, is that somewhere that you like you say, you go back there often? But is it somewhere that you miss? Is it, you know, somewhere you call home? But what are your favourite parts about it as well?
Absolutely. I love Wakefield. You know, it's been my biggest teacher. Do you know what I mean? It really has. You know, my family's from there. All my good friends are from there and whatnot. You know, it's a place I'm, you know, I don't know, there's always going to be Wakefield wherever I go. Do you know what I mean? One guy said to me, he said, I was having this conversation with an old friend and whatnot, and he's really out there, this guy. And we were talking about, you know, the ups and downs of Wakefield and whatnot. And he said, Wakefield, Dean, it's the field of awakening. You're saying Wakefield wrong there, buddy. It's the field of awakening. I'm like, I don't really share your enthusiasm that much, but I am very proud about where I come from. I love my Sundays, mate. I love like getting up on a Sunday, taking a walk into town, having a coffee, listening to no music whatsoever, and having my chill time. I love things like that, you know, being able to go to the cathedral and whatnot, you know, and just meet my friends, you know, through the week and what. It's a chill place. It's a quiet place. It's a massive juxtaposition from being in LA, which is huge, right? You know what I mean? It's, you know, I've got friends out here and whatnot, and you don't really see them like all the time, because it's just so vast and everyone's in their own pockets of communities. You know what I mean? And so that's what I love about being home. Not only because I've obviously been born and bred there, but it's a lovely, cute little place, and it's kind of my stomping ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean there, and I don't know I haven't asked you this yet, Gene. I was going to ask if you're a rugby league fan yourself, because it's been a lot of talk about rugby.
Oh, this is a loaded question, isn't it? I don't want to upset anybody. I've got friends that play rugby and stuff and whatnot, but I'm not really necessarily a fan, if I'm being honest, which is kind of nuts coming from Wakefield. I get it, because, you know, we're a big rugby town, so I'm sorry if I've let anyone down there.
Oh, I thought you were going to be absolutely elated with them making the Challenge Cup semi-final, Dean. Everyone else in Wakefield is.
I'm sorry, mate, I'm sorry.
But elsewhere, I mean, I've been asking this to quite a few people, you know, over the last sort of week or so. And just, you know, what does it mean for you to come from Yorkshire, and how much do you think it sort of, you know, has an impact on your own identity?
Oh, listen, mate, it's everything. It's absolutely everything. You know, knowing who you are is paramount in life, right? Despite whatever you do, you know, whether you're a presenter, you're an actor, you're a doctor, you're a builder, whatever. I think knowing who you are is really important. And Yorkshire has really given me a good foundation. You know what I mean? So I'm really proud of that. really, really, really proud of that.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you, Dean. Thanks a lot. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Afternoons.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.